got your way.
Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stand by one.
America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is the studio call-in line, as we'll be taking calls. Calls are actually welcome now. Phone lines are open. Lots to talk about tonight. I wanted to get into the COVID debate. I mean, look, I don't think we're going to get away from discussion of COVID-19 for quite some time. Well, maybe we will. Maybe when the cure comes on November 4th, we might get away from the COVID-19 discussion. But as it stands now, COVID-19 is a very big part of our lives. You might be saying, Steve, did I miss something? Is there a vaccine that's available on November 4th? Did we miss something? Oh, yeah, you missed a lot. And I've been saying it for, well, days upon days, is the cure for COVID-19. The cure for the coronavirus is the election of Joe Biden. You didn't know that? Of course. Of course. On November 3rd, when we go cast our vote to either re-elect number 45 or, in fact, we elect number 46, if it's the latter, the coronavirus is cured. November 4th, the data is going to come out and say, my God, COVID got so afraid of a Joe Biden election that he won that now that he's president-elect Biden, the COVID-19 virus got so afraid that it's gone. It disappeared. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. Maybe all the televangelists that got all those millions of dollars from PPP and you didn't get a dime, maybe they were just in prayer. They were all standing in agreement that the coronavirus, in fact, would disappear. It would be cured when Joe Biden is elected. I'm serious because I can tell you this. Donald Trump gets reelected, which I'm pretty confident we all, I guess, can say amen together. I'm pretty confident that Donald Trump will be reelected. And the coronavirus is here to stay. Oh, yeah, at least for the 4 years of his next term. Oh, believe me, the signs are there. The tell-all signs are there. Mask, national coin shortage, Dr. Fauci posing in front of InStyle magazine, trying to be all GQ, movies being made of him. I mean, it's here to stay. Donald Trump gets reelected, we're going to have so much COVID-19 talk, second wave, third wave, fourth wave. I'm telling you, you're going to tell me I'm wrong. And the numbers just don't add up. When we really think about it, and we sit down and we kind of assess this for ourselves, let's just, you know, look at Texas for a moment. Let's just look at Texas for a moment. Texas Department of Health has now removed, and they aren't the first ones. We just talked about Florida on Monday doing this. So Texas Department of Health has removed over, get this, 3,000 probable COVID-19 cases from the overall count. Friends, that's not like removing three. We're talking 3,000. What is this saying? What are they telling us? They inflated the numbers by 3,000 is what the hell they're telling us. And this is happening all over the country. Oh, believe me, it's happening here in Nevada. It's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Florida. And you have to ask yourself, well, why? Why is this happening? Well, you know why. We're in a political season. And the mainstream media's job is to scare the hell out of you. That's their job. And they're doing a pretty good job. I got to tell you, if there was an Academy Award or an Emmy they would win hands down, best picture. No question. Because they are masters of theatrics. So, Texas Department of Health, removing 3,000 probable COVID-19 cases from the overall count. That's a significant number. And we're hearing more and more of these stories, again, Florida, Texas, Arizona, here in Nevada. And what we're hearing more and more about is patients being tested twice, but it still doesn't count for one COVID positive result. What do I mean by this? Well, if you went in and you got a COVID-19 test and you came out positive, and then 2 weeks later after the quarantine, you go back and retest and you're still positive, guess what? That now counts as two tests. Oh, trust me, this has been confirmed by doctors around the country. And it's happening all over the place. I mean, it's not just that. There are people that are actually registering for the tests. They're going in. They're registering for the test. They never go forward with taking the test. And they get a letter that says that they are positive. This is happening all around the country. So the truth is that we're seeing an overinflation of numbers when real facts are at your disposal. But no one wants to talk about promising news. No one wants to talk about positivity. No one wants to talk about that. Everybody feels out there in the so-called mainstream media and those with a political agenda that the more we scare the hell out of the public, the more they will, well, maybe Trump isn't the right guy for this after all. Maybe he should have listened to Dr. Fauci more. Maybe that's where this is all going. But here's some data that is positive and is promising. ICU death rates are quickly dropping. That's a fact with a capital F. Now, I know you may have heard the stories of trucks with freezers coming into Arizona because the morgues are full and bodies are stacking upon bodies. I don't believe that. Sorry, I just don't. Just like in New York, where bodies were stacking upon bodies. Remember, isn't it funny that everything that happened in New York, the way they played that out, and this was just death to millions, is now being played out in Arizona. And Arizona is not going to be the last state, because you got to remember, we're 4 months away from the presidential election. California is probably going to be next, could even be here in Nevada. I mean, can we all at least agree that there's misleading numbers? I mean, it's important. Can we at least agree there's misleading numbers? It doesn't matter how you feel about COVID-19. I'm not a COVID-19 denier. I've said that over and over, and I think you know that by now. But can we at least agree that the numbers are being inflated, and we have to ask ourselves why? Everybody's going to have their interpretation of why. But even a leading Italian doctor is stating that coronavirus is losing its potency, and the coronavirus may, in essence, be a thing of the past before a vaccine is even created. Why aren't we talking more about this? Well, because we can't give you anything positive. If we give you something positive, then you want to basically get on with your life and you want to congratulate the administration and thank God for moving you forward. But that's not what the New World Order, deep state, globalist, mainstream media puppeteers want you to think or believe. I mean, it's just the reality. Which leads me to schools and reopening of schools. In fact, the former White House doctor has called for schools to reopen this fall. He is on record saying, well, we shouldn't worry about kids, that they're less likely to have any issues or less likely to transmit issues. And he goes on to say there's multiple studies that basically state this, that children aren't as likely to transmit coronavirus even in school settings, which leads me to this question for you. With the numbers being inflated, as you now know, with top docs saying that coronavirus is losing its potency, but yet we hear other reports that There's bodies being stacked up in freezer trucks. And this is going to be worse. 40 more thousand people are going to be dead before the end of the year. How the hell do they know that? I mean, how do they know 40,000 more people are going to be dead before the end of the year? Which, again, leads me to a fundamental question that deserves discussion, because many of you in this audience are parents. Many of you in this audience are struggling with the fact of sending your kids back to school. Look, my kids are grown. I've got grandkids. I have my own belief of what should or shouldn't be done. But ultimately, it's just my belief. My kids are going to do whatever the hell they think they're going to do anyways. And then the consequences ensue, because that's how it is mostly in life. You go do what you do, and then after, you're sorry about it. That's just life. So I'm telling you the same thing. I can't force you to do what you think you're supposed to do. All I can do is tell you what the static or the studies and the stats are, give you my opinion, and then you have to decide for yourself. So here's my question before we jump to break. Are you sending your kids to school? Yes or no? Why or why not? Are you going to opt for the distance learning? Are you going to enroll them in the online? Are you going to start homeschooling them? I need this data. Why do I need this data? Because we have good men like Jim Marchant running against Steve Horsford, who is literally raking in the big bucks, because that's what Democrats do. And if we don't have good people representing the great state of Nevada in Washington, D.C., then no matter what you want to do, you'll be forced to do. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. The phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. Here is the question once again. With all the data that you're now seeing for yourself, that you can go verify, overinflated numbers, suggestions that the coronavirus is losing its traction, ICU deaths down. We know why there's more infections. It's the contact tracing. But it's enough to scare the hell out of somebody. I get it. So if you're a parent in this audience, are you sending your kid into the classroom with a mask, or are you going to keep them at home and do the online option? I'd like to know, and 30,000 listening right now in Las Vegas would also like to know. 702-257-5396. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be here. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This half hour being brought to you by my friends over at FWS Lending. Ed's an old school lender that's been helping Las Vegas for over 30 years. Why do I say this? Because look, we just came out of a pandemic and we're still dealing with COVID related issues and challenges. I get that. And I do get that the world has changed. But the one thing that stays the same is the willingness of Ed and FWS Lending to help you get cash now in your pocket in as little as 72 hours. I'm talking $1,000 to $5,000 in cash in your pocket. Look, bad credit, no credit, not a problem. Only a good paying job qualifies you for $1,000 to $5,000 in cash in your pocket. No strings attached. I'm telling you, 30 plus years working with Las Vegas. He's got flexible and easy payback, which is important right now since you just came back to work. He deals with you personally, again, which is important. You don't want to be dealing with some big national company that just looks at you as a number and doesn't know your name. So look, I don't know what you need the money for, but you probably need some cash now. This is the best place to go and get it in your hands quickly. All right, here's the number. He's standing by just to answer your questions, to tell you exactly how much he can put in your pocket. He's willing to stand by until 9 p.m. tonight, Pacific time, 702-613-3000. 2153 is his number. His name is Ed. Tell him I sent you. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. Again, no credit, bad credit, doesn't matter. Just a good paying job qualifies you for $1,000 to $5,000 in cash. He guarantees to beat any interest rate out there because he's part of the community, has been serving you for over 30 years. Let's move your life forward. Right now, all we can do is walk forward and not drive our car looking through the rearview mirror. If you need cash now, this is the guy to go to. 702-613-2153. Lots of calls on hold because this is a very important topic that we're going to discuss and debate. We're talking about schools going back in. Is it too risky? What are you going to do? Let's get right back to business and jump to our busy calls. Up first tonight is Edward. Edward, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, thank you.
I believe schools should go back in. Not saying full time. I'm a custodian in Minnesota, blue state, which I hate. But I believe that they should get back in schools, and we can do the proper thing to take care of everything. I don't believe in all these numbers and everything else that's saying about the coronavirus. And that's my opinion on it.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, for some that do, believe that those numbers are there, what are they supposed to do? I mean, you know, it's probably a pretty tough one, right? I mean, you would think.
Yes, it is. And, okay. Well, if they want, you know what, let's have a choice. Homeschool your kids or bring them to school. One of the two, you know.
And, well, no, great. Yeah, that's great. And I know a lot of schools are doing that, Edward. A lot of school districts are giving you a choice. They're opting where you can come into classroom or you can just go online. I know in Arizona, they're giving that option in some school districts. Other school districts are not. So it's just all predicated on where the parent feels the most comforted. Because again, you know, they're your kids. And, you know, it seems that every day something's changing with this. And as a parent, even though you know numbers are inflated, even though, you know, we're being misled, we're talking about putting your most vulnerable, precious, you know, your children into a setting, and shame on the mainstream media and the agenda behind this political savagery to scare you enough to not know what decision to make. Because look, I'm going to be straight with you. I've not and have not been a COVID-19 denier. I'm not. But I will tell you this, I believe we've been lied to a lot regarding much of it. And that is a sad thing for our kids. Our kids have been off school now for how many months? Not getting exercise, not getting socialization. That's psychological warfare for them. That's psychological warfare for the parents. And then look, if two parents are going to work and they need both incomes to survive, now one parent's being forced to stay home, that's a problem too. Can you see the multitude of problems? Can you see how the only answer to all this multitude of problems is socialism? Let's pay you this family income, universal income of $2,000 a month. That'll offset it, right? I mean, do you see? Is it just me? Am I the only one that's seen this? I've got a feeling I might be. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's take a quick break, and let's come back to these busy calls when we return. Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us, we're talking about, well, what's been exposed out there. Overinflated numbers. We're talking about Texas. We talked about Florida on Monday, but Texas has confirmed Texas Department of Health removed over 3,000 probable COVID-19 cases from the overall count. Why am I telling you this? Because this is happening a lot. but they're not telling you positive news, promising news that COVID-19 patients ICU death rates are quickly dropping. They're not telling you that Italian top doctor, many top doctors in America, stating that the coronavirus is losing its potency and may even be gone by the time a vaccine is even created, which has led me to what former White House doctor has said regarding his name, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. You remember him. He has called for schools to reopen this fall. And he said we shouldn't be worried about the kids. And he goes on to tout many studies that suggest children aren't as likely to transmit coronavirus even in school settings. Well, the teachers are afraid. Some parents are afraid. And we cannot make light of that, friends. No matter how we feel, no matter what we feel, some people feel a certain way. And we're talking about kids. You know, there's this thing about, hey, you know what? The government lies so much. What do we believe? Do we really want to put our kids in an environment? If we have grandma at home, should we be doing this? Are we now being merged into this online school system? And in classroom settings will be a thing of the past for at least a while. I mean, what say you? And the question is this, and we've got full lines because of it, but I do want you to call in and weigh in. As a parent, and many of you are parents out there facing this very dilemma, do you send your kids to school or not? What choice are you making? Are you taking the choice of in classroom, or are you saying, nope, I'm opting for online no matter if I get a choice, or I'm just going to homeschool? And what does that do to the financial wherewithal? If one parent has to stay home and now help that child, the financial impact is quite substantial in many cases as well. 702-257-5396. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Candace, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you.
So here are my thoughts. For me, I've also been a COVID believer. But with the studies shown and the kids not having direct effect, I feel like I just want my kids in school 5 days a week with no mask. And if they can't, then I would rather just have them home. It just seems weird to me that they would try and go to school and socialize with other kids, especially in the elementary school, mm-hmm. and all these kids have masks on their faces. It just seems strange to me. So we've decided to do a small homeschooling, like a little classroom with some friends and their kids and a tutor that we're going to pay, and that just seems like the best option for us.
Okay, so that makes sense. So what you're saying is that some of you have grouped together and said, look, let's just keep it small, but we're not in the position to be a teacher, and that's okay because not everybody is. You know, it's right. Not that we're not smart. It's just teaching is a unique calling. And you're saying, look, we're going to hire a private tutor, in essence, to be that teacher and teach our kids arithmetic, history, et cetera, the sciences, until a lot of this thing plays out.
Well, and then there's those moms that work during the day and having the ability to drop your kid off, you know, at mm-hmm. this classroom, which is going to be at my house.
Yeah.
And she's able to take off and go to work, you know, for 6 hours. Plus, we could get, you know, most of the curriculum done in 3 days. And now the kids have 4 days of a weekend to go just play and be kids.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. That's a great call, Candace. I appreciate it. I'm seeing and hearing a lot of families opting for what you just said. You know, we can get the schoolwork done within 3 days, maybe 4 days, and then the kids have the Friday off, they have the Saturday off, they have the Sunday off, more socialization, they could be involved in sports, they can be involved in the arts, there's a variety of things that they can do. So I'm seeing some of this in a positive. You know, if the government has this agenda to scare the hell out of everybody, and really there's no need, let's just say that's the case, they don't realize that they're going to get slapped in the face 1,000 times over, because parents in this country are diligent and patriots are diligent. And what they're trying to do to control may in fact screw them over. And then schools are going to shut down, which many of them should, because many of them are cesspools anyways, and they're not teaching your children. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Let's jump over to Lewis. Lewis, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. As of right now, I mean, I'm blessed. I'm fortunate enough to be able to send my daughter to a private school. Not only that, she's at an age where it's not as critical. She's going into 10th grade. So I think most people would agree at that age, the distance learning is probably a little bit more doable than at a critical age of, let's say, kindergarten, first grade, where they start learning to read.
Correct.
And I'm furious for the people that aren't in my position because, Steve, everyone is forgetting and not talking about the kids that suffer child abuse. Far more kids in this country are going to suffer from child abuse because they're stuck at home than this virus will ever kill. These kids only get discovered of their issues because they go to school. And the underlying issue is, I hate to say it, and people don't want to discuss the real issue, is the union. The teachers' unions shouldn't have so much input. Look, teachers should go to school with PPE, period, end of story.
Yeah.
Should they? Teachers get paid more? Probably, but you know what? That's not the issue at hand. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to discuss real reform, which would be eliminating the teachers' union, because it makes no sense that this teacher had sex with the entire football team, but you can't get rid of her because she's tenured. But yeah. This teacher that's great because of budget cuts that's only been there a year has to get laid off.
Yeah, great call.
You just hit on something, Steve. You said that the American people are resilient. And the one thing that I've noticed, the Democrats are looking at the data, but they're looking at the wrong piece of data. They're looking at the lower tier people, the lower income people. They're like, okay, if we get everyone on board our cause, meaning whatever it may be, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff, they're going to go along with everything that we have to say. And what they're overlooking is that people in all categories are logical and rational. And the logical, rational people are going to look at what the Democrat platform offers. They don't want my kids to go to school. They want to defund the police. And those people are what's going to get the president reelected, along with the forgotten working class white voter.
Oh, yeah. Great call, Lewis. And I couldn't disagree with you. And they are looking at the wrong data. They're not seeing that there's many people that do have children, just like Candace that called and said, look, and that's a great idea. A group of a few people that she knows coming together in her house, little classroom setting, hiring a private tutor where everybody chips into that. And the kids get taught 3 days a week, all the curriculum's done, and they have time for socialization, for athletics, I think it's brilliant. And what the Democrats and these people with this agenda don't understand, more and more people are going to catch on to that. And by catching on to that, they're going to wake up to say, man, my children are flourishing. My children are happier. They're retaining more. They're now involved in the arts. They're now involved in sports. They're now doing socialization that they never had the opportunity. I'm telling you. What literally is meant for harm can turn around and be meant for good. Just let me leave that with you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call before we bounce over to break. Let's jump over to Joy. You're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Joy, are you with me? All right, Joy's left the building. Let's get over to Nick. Nick, you're on with Steve Sanchez. All right, Nick has left the building, unless he's there, but it doesn't sound like he's there. Producer Nate, are we still good on time to take a couple calls? All right, let's go ahead and do one more call before we bounce to break. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm great. Just a couple things. I like the topic. I have a daughter that actually... I went to CSN for her first year last semester. She was going to go back this time, but she opted not to. Four of her five classes were all liberal professors that were pushing their agendas, even in things like English. And she decided that instead of going to CSN, Board of College, she's going to go to a vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been to, and she's going to go back as soon as they reopen the Culinary Academy.
I see. Okay.
And learn a vocation. And
hey, there's nothing wrong with that, Joe. Look how many people are making a ton of dough being a chef. They're opening up food trucks. They're doing private chefing. They're doing catering business. You know, this whole thing of people needing to go to college for 4 years and getting a degree doesn't add up to much anymore. Now, I understand if you're going to go into some type of certain environment, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, certain types of business aspects where you need that, that's fine. But don't overlook vocational training. I know a lot of plumbers that make more money than some small business owners. I know a lot of, you know, electricians that make more money than some small business owners. So, you know, the truth of the matter is there's a need across the board for certain options that may have not been popular 20 years ago, but literally have become more popular today. So, yeah, huge area of discussion and debate, of course. But if you're just joining us, we're talking about COVID-19. What's this going to do to the schools? Former White House doctor, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, saying, look, schools should reopen. So my question to you is, are you sending your kids to school? Or are you just hoping and praying that you're going to be able to do a online class? Or are you going to do homeschool? Are you afraid? Yes, no, why not? Let's break it down here. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Tell you this, you're never taking advice from a fool, not when you hang out here every single night. Steve Sanchez behind the microphone, Thursday edition of the show. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Scott, you're next. Welcome to the program. All right, Scott, you with me? All right, let's jump over to Brady. Brady, welcome to the show.
Yeah, right on, Steve. What I'd like to see Trump do when it's coming to all these tests is have one of his top doctors, I don't care who it is, anything but Fauci, sausage head, a real doctor, and have one of these tests, these COVID tests, make sure that they're 100% testing for just COVID, and something that 10 years ago you had like a flu or, say, asthma or even like allergies, it's not going to make it come up positive. I want to test that it 100% legit for COVID, otherwise throw all this out, because as you can see, these numbers are so inflated, they need to be thrown out, and then announce that this pandemic is now over and done with the BS, nobody's closing nothing, the thing is over, back to work, back to school, done with it.
Let me ask you, because I know you're in Arizona and Nevada, I believe Governor Ducey spoke a little bit today, but my understanding is they brought in, large, you know, semi trucks, freezer trucks, to put bodies in there because the morgues are full. Over exaggeration, true or not true at all?
Don't know on that, you know, but you know, the problem is here you go. No, what did you say? A day ago then, when it comes to refrigeration, no, they want to stick your kid in the little mobile homes. A lot of these kids have the little satellite things outside the school that are in the double wides outside the main school. So they put your kid back to school. It's 120 degrees out. They put them in a box. They want the kid to sit in the box 6 feet away from each other with a mask on, breathing CO2 for 8 hours. What is going on? And the problem is with the AC units, it recirculates the air and gets the kids more sick because it's recirculating. If someone does have the virus, it's pushing it around. And if they have the mask on, the virus just goes right into the eyeball.
No, I know. Yeah, there's just so much contrary to what they're saying. And that's my whole point. Again, I've never been a COVID-19 denier. Everybody knows that. I don't think I have to regurgitate that over and over and over. But there's a lot of legitimate questions that need to be asked that I don't think we're getting legitimate answers on. I mean, I just know we're not getting legitimate answers on. Very hard to plan your life. Very hard to plan the lives of your children when we're just lied to a lot. And I think that's where we all have to agree. At least I hope we agree that we're being lied to. For what reason? I'll leave that up to the imagination. Want to remind you, on July 24th, that is a Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, I want to invite you to this free webinar called Financial Friday Bootcamp. It's hosted by Rick Geiler of the Geiler Financial Group. I'll be a guest on there sharing some of my wisdom of the 25 plus years that I spent in the financial business. It's going to be a great, great session. It's free and seating's limited. Even though it's a Zoom meeting, there is a limited capacity. So if you're wondering about the stock market and you're wondering about taxes, which yesterday was tax day, if you're worried about finances, Social Security, what a Biden presidency could look like to your Social Security, all the above, this is the place you need to be. Very simple to be there. It's for free. You can register by either calling 888-545-7182. That's 888-545-7182. Or simply registering at financialfridaybootcamp.com. That's financialfridaybootcamp.com. Now, everybody that registers, even if you didn't make it, you're going to get a copy of the free book, What Your Banker and Stockbroker Hope You Never Read. I'm going to tell you, it's going to blow your mind of what the Wall Street Casino and the big banking global cabal really want to keep away from you. I'm telling you, when you arm yourself with info, you win every single time. Isn't that what this whole election was in 2016? Is blowing the lid off of what the swamp doesn't want you to know? Well, this is really what this free webinar is going to do, what the financial swamp doesn't want you to know. Again, 888-545-7182. You can register there for free or go to financialfridaybootcamp.com. Steve Sanchez with you. Top of the hour news is next, and you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Don't go away.